This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
We'll be late to class, Mr. Malfoy.
Harry announced.
Thank you, Mickey.
That was cool.
You're welcome. The souls of the damned sustain me.
Uh-huh. This fanfiction makes me happy. Uh-huh. What are you laughing at, kid? I'll rape your mother. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Live from Steve-O's basement, it's Friday Night Fan Fiction, the online internet game show where everybody wins and everybody loses. Tonight we have some of those unsavory fan-written fiction imaginable being read by our wonderfully selected candidates, the contestants. Our talented staff, the referee, will be watching them with eagle ears to make sure they maintain their composure or die trying. Did I say die? I meant to say drink. It's wacky. It's outrageous. It's America's favorite pastime next to football, baseball, basketball, NASCAR, and poker. It's Friday Night Fan Fiction.
Whoa, they got the rights to all demons?
And how all do you explain demons. Doom?
Yep, I'd be very upset about this.
Wait, what did I just...
Well, nothing. Dave.
Steve-O, how do you explain Doom?
Copyright law? Because it's Hellspawn and not demons.
Ah, that goes
it's also,
without
it's also
saying.
Martian hell. It's also Martian hell.
Welcome to Friday Night E3 presentation.
Oh man, did you see that one thing on E3 today, Logs?
Oh yeah, that I totally saw the one thing.
Yeah, that one thing. Metal Gear Solid. That was the only good thing today on Metal Gear. That was the only good thing on Metal Gear Solid E3.
Dude, we have a ton of people here. I don't even know who are these people. Why have they invaded our show?
We found a bunch of gay guys, and we said, "Yeah, sure, come read this incredibly irresexual
I love gay guys.
Milk Toast fan
penis
fiction.
Party.
I'm the straight of the gay guys."
We have on a multitude of people from Nerdy Show's own Flame On Podcast. How you guys doing?
Great.
Hey, doing
good.
Glad to be here.
Brian, Adam, Jeff, and who's the other one hanging with Brian?
BJ.
All right. Yep. I'm going to write this down. Nerd, and BJ.
Nerds and a BJ. Can we make a new show called that?
That sounds like a good rip-roaring time.
That is the episode title already. Nerds and a BJ.
I feel like it's just going to be making a whole bunch of weird noises.
Welcome, Brian, Adam, Jeff, and BJ. So happy to have you on here. And apparently you've been excited to read with us, which I cannot understand the logic behind.
You know, it just sounded like a fun day. Fun evening.
Now, truth time, have you ever actually listened to our show?
I'll be honest with you, I have not.
Oh, so you have no idea what you're getting into then.
Well, hey, let me first start this off for you then, and I'll need to tell you, this podcast is rated M for Mature. You don't understand what the Nintendo World Championships are, then you're probably too young to listen to this.
I'm old enough to understand what they are, I'm too old to watch, that's the thing.
Yeah, same here.
Then you're the perfect age for Friday Night Fan Fiction.
And I am drinking. I heard there was a drinking thing.
The perfect age is from age 8 to God only knows.
8?
8? Really, Steve?
Yeah. What?
Not 8. 8?
Yes, 8. 8 as in the age when my parents showed me that Where Did I Come From book that had all the weird hairy genitalia.
'70s Bush.
Oh my God. That is like the epitome of
'70s. I never actually read that book. I read the follow-up, What's Happening to Me, when I was around that age as well. Like, it was, but yeah, that was all about puberty.
Like, if you look this up, like, it kind of looks like the animation quality, like, the cartoon style from Schoolhouse Rock with that I'm Just a Bill.
Ugh. I envy you guys, because my mom just bought me the ABCs of the Human Body, which is like a textbook.
Oh, wow. How many of them were just different words?
I proceeded to read it, and then I went to school and explained to all the other kids what was about to happen to them.
Oh,
awesome!
Imagine what you would do if you got a note sent home with all that.
Oh,
now, proud.
You should be like fucking proud of yourself, and your mom should be even prouder. That's amazing.
She didn't punish me. She was just like, I don't know how to deal with this. So, gee, like.
I had it the American way. I just found my dad's porn collection.
Oh, that's right. That was good. Yeah.
See, no, for me, I
part of puberty.
I never found my dad's porn collection until after he died. So that was a little weird for me.
Awkward.
Very awkward indeed. And it was even weirder because we're like, okay, not to bring up a sad thing, but like we're going through all of his stuff trying to clean his house up after he passed away. And my aunt and uncle are there, and we stumble onto his porno stash. So it's his son, his brother, and his sister-in-law finding his porno stash.
They find a copy of The Kosher Women of New York.
Okay, we're going to start reading now.
Tonight, we are continuing our journey through Maho Shoujo Kaleido Amethyst by Kijin 666.
Those are all words, but they don't mean anything.
Not a thing.
If you don't understand any of those words, don't panic. Just reach above your head and click the service requested button.
Roy, I think my button's missing.
Yeah, I'm clicking.
If your button is missing, don't panic. Just tuck your head between your legs, cry to yourself, and it will all be over in 2 hours.
Can I do other things between my legs while I'm down there?
If your head is between your legs and you have a bit stiff thing between there or a wet thing, don't panic. Just reach your fingers out and do what comes naturally. Pull it out with force.
David, you get to start again today because
I'm not even done creating my drink. So please let somebody else go
and
first.
Also, if anybody else needs to get a drink, please do. Otherwise, don't. I don't care. That reminds me, I'm going to go get myself a summer shandy.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yes.
Summer shandy.
Do you have your drink yet, Dave?
I'm almost done mixing it. I have to have the frou-frou drink. It's not a Bahama without the umbrella in it.
Yep,
alcohol is the only respite you'll get.
I forgot to do it, but I was going to make, you know, just a batch of chili and just eat chili. And as soon as my bowels just refuse to go on any longer, that would be me done.
Roy, don't do that to yourself. Dave, are you done getting your frou-frou freaking drink?
No, I'm peeing.
You're peeing in your drink?
Yes, it gives it an extra kick.
Ew.
You're looking for break P32. Just do a...
P32.
Come on, Dave. I can't stall forever, please.
I'm getting there. Hold on. And P32.
Also,
okay?
For our guests, we're not going to tell you what the fan fiction is of. You get to guess that and see if you can actually figure it out.
I might have spoiled it for at least a few of them.
Way too many characters already, so I am beyond like lost and confused.
Okay.
Don't worry, it was me last week.
Maho Shoujo Kaleido Amethyst. By Kaijin 6066.
Really?
Fran asked, surprised and flattered. She paused for a second, thinking over the first part of the dragon's statement.
Altraj is the only one? Do you mean Harry's sisters are?
Liz narrowed her eyes at the chimera momentarily before answering the question.
Think about it, dear. They are all alone for thousands of years, with no one but each other for company. They had no one else to hold, to love in isolation but themselves. Even now, they sleep together 4 or 5 times a week.
Liz's hands moved from Fran's shoulders to cup her cheeks and gazed into the young woman's golden silver eyes.
That's enough about that. Though, now, where were we?
Liz's voice trailed off as she slowly closed the final distance to her partner's parted lips.
What are you two doing?
A scandalized young voice shrilled. The pair on the couch glanced at the intruder, both of them annoyed by the interruption. Hermione stood at the base of the stairs, her young face twisted in shock and disgust.
What like does dice? It look like?
Liz answered radically.
I was about to kiss Fran before you butted in.
It's not answered, it's asked.
Liz asks radically. Whatever. drink. All right, yeah, fucking drink. Here we go.
Rhetorically.
I'm scared. Yeah.
Make the bad, bad go away.
You two are gay! I thought you two were after Harry!
Liz sighed and got off Fran's lips.
We are after Harry. We just happen to like each other as well. I don't see what the big deal is.
Well, what a wonderful way to admit that you are genitalia inadequate.
Genitalially?
Yes.
That's wrong! In the state of Nevada. The teen exclaimed. I don't actually think it's in Nevada. I'm trying to think of a place that it is. Alabanana. In the state of Alabanana.
Alabanana!
Alabanana.
Yes. Alabanana.
And how is it wrong, Hermione? Harry asked from behind. Hermione whipped around to see the young boy standing on the stairs, sans coat and vim braces. He had also swapped out his visor for a set of glasses. Harry's eyes bored into Hermione's. Yes, sex did. Lives are none of your business.
Damn right. Finally, something sensible.
Even though it's...
But it's she shouted. Her parents had told her time and again that being homosexual was wrong and a crime against nature.
What the fuck, Ryder? What the hell?
No, Harry's stare turned mirthful.
Who fed you that load of shit, Hermione?
Was it Dawkins?
Holly yeah, flew through. It was Richard the Dawkins. Of course.
It was the Dawkins.
Holly flew through the air to take her spot on Harry's shoulders.
There's nothing unnatural about it.
Well, this is quite dated.
Hermione said.
Jesus.
Miss Piggy?
Harry snorted.
I swear I didn't read ahead and put you guys on for this part. I swear!
There hasn't been a against being homosexual in the UK since 1982, barring that weird age of consent law. There were never any laws against being a lesbian in the first place. He paused and thought, if you were referring to the wizarding law, well, I simply don't give a damn about them. Watch out, ladies and gentlemen, we have a badass here.
Ooh. He's not even a wizard anymore. He's done zero wizard things in his whole story so far.
Okay. Does Dean Sailor Moon make you a wizard? I mean,
no, he's been magical girl.
A sailor.
Brian, your turn to read.
It's your turn to read.
Also, the reason that he's doing like all the characters of all the Harry Potter characters are being like, oh no, being gay is disgusting and wrong, is because this person just apparently hates all of the supporting cast of Harry Potter.
To be fair, the supporting cast of Harry Potter outside of, like, say, Neville Hotbottom all suck, so.
That is my new stage name. I am Neville Hotbottom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Neville Hotbottoms.
Hotbottom Nevilles. He makes that rockin' world go round.
It's bang bang long bottom. Know what I'm saying? More man for you to love, baby.
More by the inch.
Give this a go, I guess.
All right, B. But, Hermione repeated, her straight-laced, narrow mind rejecting his words. Harry cradled his head in a hand. Look, what do they do is none of your business. You're a guest here. If you have a problem, just tell them what to do whatever in their bedrooms. You've got no right to poke your nose in this.
My best Grunkle Stan. It's really got a ways to go.
It's really grumpy, that thing.
Yeah.
It's a really grumpy Grunkle.
Hermione looked at the hybrid in shock. You don't care what they're doing? He shrugged his shoulders. The only thing I care about is that you interrupted them. And then I didn't see them kiss. What?
Oh.
He asked as a scandalized look. I'm a teenager. Just because I may sound like an old man, but I'm not interested in anyone at Hogwarts doesn't mean I'm dead. Harry pushed past her, heading for the kitchen. I need to get started on breakfast. Grow up, Hermione.
Hermione?
Okay, that technically counts because it is how it's written.
That's how I always pronounced it until I watched the first movie.
Sounds like a weird pasta dish.
Hello, welcome to Bercaba's. We have a fresh plate of Hermione for you here tonight.
A nice Weasley garnish.
Oh, would you like some extra Parmesan cheese?
Parmesan cheese. Parmesan.
Did you guys see there was a point where on like WebstersDictionary.com, Parmesan was pronounced as Pennsylvania?
I would like to hear more of this horrible story.
Only in the Dutch country.
I love Pennsylvania on my buttered noodles.
Well, it was you know,
is that the same guy who wrote Amphibious for Ambidextrous?
Breakfast was an awkward affair. Hermione was doing her best to keep away from the girls, acting like they were somehow infectious.
That sounds awesome. I love that.
Fred and George.
Be careful, you're going to catch the lesbian.
Oh, I had that in college.
Fred and George kept attempting to discreetly eye up Harry's girls, only to be stopped by his glares. What Neville, hot bottom, looked like he was swallowing back a question, his eyes darting towards Harry, only to quickly look away. Harry and his family ignored the strange atmosphere, focusing on their food and some small talk.
Neville's hot bottom's boiling for Harry.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Yeah, I just remembered the whole what Neville's had figured out in air quotes.
What was he saying?
Yeah, that's right. My name is Nibble on your bottom.
I'm really starting to regret bringing them here, Harry told his servants and Holly over their mental link. What? Maybe I should do a little editing. What?
They go meta.
Keep going. Keep going. Shit, I almost fell over.
Editing. You want to change their memories? Fran asked. Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking when I invited him over. They sure as hell don't fit in with us. I don't think I got a fair idea of what I'm capable of. Harry's gaze wandered across the room. I should at least edit their memories of our spars and the Prismacrius tests. That's the most dangerous of their memories. The rest they can keep as is. Why don't you go ahead and go for it, Liz questioned. They're right here. Unfortunately, I don't have the time. We gotta get back to Hogwarts soon. I think I'll just drop by their dorms tonight for a little tidying up.
Oh, I've done a little tidying up in my time in college too.
I should deal with Hermione's parents and sister as well.
Fucking only child, God.
And quirked an eyebrow when the boy looked away with a slight blush. What was that about? He thought privately. So we deal with everyone tonight then, Holly asked. Yeah, I'll go ahead and get it done tonight. There's no reason to procrastinate, Harry answered.
All right, you guys have put me in a good enough mood. I am actually going to read tonight.
There's always a reason to procrastinate.
I think it's mostly his reading voice reminded me that I like reading as Carl.
Oh, you do? Oh, I love it. I can't wait. You're going to blow them out of the water.
Harry collected the dishes and took them to the sink to clean them. Running low on time, he used the spell instead of cleaning by hand like he preferred. After sorting the dishes and putting them away, he returned to the living room and awaited his guests.
And his awaiting guests.
Hey, whatever. Go right. Giants. Are you all ready to go? Harry asked. The four nodded silently, the odd mood from breakfast keeping them quiet.
As opposed to nodding loudly. Fuck!
No!
Harry turned back to the girls. Well, we've gotta head out. I'll see you Friday.
Well,
Liz exclaimed. A mischievous gleam shone in her eyes as she strutted towards her master.
Shouldn't you give us all a kiss goodbye before you go?
Not giving him time to speak, she pulled Harry into a firm kiss. Yeah! Exclamation point! And
Metal Gear Roulette sound.
Oh! The quartet of onlookers, mad and unintelligible sound of shock as Liz pulled away, only to be replaced by Len and then Fran. Man, this guy's got a lot of action. I wish I didn't have crabs. Altrogi, Urieli, and Sveno traded glances before following Sweet. Each giving Harry a kiss as well. The young hybrid's face glowed purple from his blush by the time Thano released his lips with a sigh. Also, he was a Raven fan.
Wait, what blood is going through his body?
No, he was just getting choked.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Fran, Len, and Liz had disappeared while the other trio stole their kisses. Hold on a second. This hurts. It hurts good.
Yeah.
You're pretty good at kissing, Harry.
Me one, no!
Oh, that feels real good.
His sister mistress said. Stetheno leaned in close and whispered into Harry's ear.
You better practice some while you're at school. I plan to grade your progress this weekend, master. You know you like it.
She stepped back into place beside your Yaley. A mysterious smile playing across her lips. I've seen that smile before. $45 down by the airport. Harry waited a moment to recover his mental balance and for his servants and Len to return. Len ran back into the room in cat form.
form? What the?
Meow.
I'm a tiger.
No, no, no. Meatwad is a cat.
Shoot, I'm a tiger now. Didn't you know?
Meatwad, what'd I tell you about turning into a cat?
Well, that we're not supposed to, except I can totally do it when I'm not looking at you.
So that's not what I said, Meatwad.
But that's what I said. Here, let me play the recording back. Oh, Frolock, you said what about turning into a tiger? Oh, sure. You better do it when I'm not looking at you.
And leapt into Harry's arms, followed by the invisible Fran and Liz. He looked back at his guests and laughed softly. Ha 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 ha!
Ha ha ha!
Hermione had puffed up like a blowfish at the girls, radiating displeasure.
A blow hyphen fish.
Fred and George looked like they were on the verge of prostrating. Yeah, that was getting good. Prostrating at his feet. I'm not into feet myself, but whatever. And Neville was looking at Harry with a blush. What the hell is going on in his mind? Harry wondered again. He set aside that thought and focused, warping back to Hogwarts' entrance hall.
I'd like to give her my entrance hall, you know what I'm saying?
I'd show her my magic wand,
I'll tell her why you can expect all my Patronus.
Well, here we are. Oh, y'all better run up to your tower. Class starts in 30 minutes. He informed the Brits. The four paused for a moment before rushing off Gryffindor
Fucking
tower
Christ.
To put away the luggage.
He's being the littest jerk.
And grab their school supplies. Oh, yeah, put on the schoolgirl uniform, yeah. Harry watched the retreating backs with a grin before setting off for the defense room. Here we go again.
I need a break.
Wow.
Adam!
Uh-oh.
As long as you're not dead.
We are now at chapter 3, Misconceptions.
Ask the copyright.
It's all right.
No, do the copyright.
Yep. Oh, you read what's on the page.
Oh, sweet.
Copyright disclaimer.
It says it right there, chapter text.
You get the best part.
You do. You get to spend like a third of your section on just the copyright.
Yeah, you get to luck out, man. Yes.
Chapter text. Copyright disclaimer. I do not own Harry Potter, Fate/Stay Night, Mahu Shuju Lyrical Nahola, Valkyrie Profile, Blaze Blue, Mahuka Kuku no Retusi, Bastard! ! Or anything else I shamelessly plug in here. They belong to their respective creators. And yes, you read that last series inclusion correctly. I'm sure I did. There will be questionable sexual content in this story some might find offensive, including incest, futon female, futon male, futon futa, and most offensive of all, consensual heterosexual sex in the missionary position.
No!
I am getting. I'm going to write them a very strongly worded letter.
Call him a congressman.
Yo, Obama! What the fuck, man? Consensual sex in the missionary position? This is the 2015s!
Okay. To whom it may concern. How's that? Fucking starting off right.
I will not warn you when I get to lime or lemon parts in the story. If such things offend you, do not read any further.
Oh, too late.
Nice.
Don't read every X, please.
I was about to.
No, I'm on to you. Just
many X's. Many X's. All right. Mahu Shouju Kalido Amethyst Misconceptions. Hogwarts Main Hall Monday morning. Harry shook his head, laughing quietly at the quartet tearing up the stairs.
I imagine that was like the Law and Order.
Oh, I was imagining a barbershop quartet.
He padded up the stairs as well, walking through the empty hall. What's on the schedule today, Holly? Fran and Liz kissed his cheeks and wandered off together, having no interest in sitting in on Harry's lessons. Harry's covered eyes followed the duel, widening behind his visor when Liz reached out to grope Fran's buttocks.
Woo!
Please.
The spirit snorted a laugh at the question, bringing Harry's wondering attention back to her. You really need to establish a steadier schedule, Harry. Between taking over for Lupin, your own teaching, and Dumbledore dumping off those private lessons for Neville on us, your timetable's a complete mess.
Oh man, I would hate to have a personal secretary constantly invading my brain.
How is he? He's like a teacher and he's still a teacher. God!
He's a TA. He's a penultimate TA who can also turn into a girl.
Right, because this is, you know, this is, you know, Hogwarts College in London, America.
Yep.
With Brits.
Murica.
Harry twitched. School definitely wasn't easy on him this year. Oh, that's just great. Let's see. I think I can make it to Chomps for first period, and then I have to teach third year runes. Third period? Hell, what are we going to do there?
You have mastered the 5% British accent.
Thanks, yeah. That's about as much. That's it.
We have care with Hagrid and the third years, Holly answered. I wonder how close Malfoy will come to getting mauled this week.
Harry shook his head.
That's a good reference to a plot point that happened in the books.
Plot.
This person knows this stuff.
And Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Thank you, sir. I'm using that.
Oh, yes. Part. Actually, that is part of the series of Harry Potter porn movies. It was Harry Peter and the Sorcerer's Bone, Harry Peter and the Chamber of Excretions, Harry Peter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Keep reading! I don't want to hear any more of these.
I do.
Harry Potter and the Goblet of Desire. Harry Peter and the Order of the Penis.
Harry shook his head, nearly dislodging lead from his right shoulder. That moron could make a saint commit murder. Next time he screws around out here, there, I'm just going to get... Oh, man. I got a drink. Next time he screws around out there, I'm just going to let him get hurt. Maybe getting an arm torn off will straighten him out. Hagrid could get in trouble if we let that happen, Holly pointed out casually.
Steve, who's next?
Oh, I'm sorry. I went temporarily blind.
Yeah, you still can hear, though.
All right, up next is Roy.
Harry shrugged, not really caring about the possibility. If Malfoy wants to piss around with dangerous animals even after Hagrid's warned him, the shit has no one to blame but himself when he ends up bleeding out on the grass.
Wait, I thought pissing around dangerous animals is how you mark your damn territory.
Yeah, and that's dangerous. It's not our problem.
True!
The spirit said in agreement.
You've already saved that thing once! Now you need to stick your neck out again and keep it from earning a Darwin Award!
Thank you, Odie Chen!
Oh, no, wait, I had this the wrong way around.
It?
Harry asked over the link with a fanged
but
grin.
But he's a boy right now!
So Malfoy's been downgraded to an it now?
Harry weaved through the students, filling the holes, ignoring their surprised expressions. It was rare to see him actually walking the holes rather than teleporting from one class to another, because Harry can now teleport, even though you're not supposed to be able to teleport inside Hogwarts grounds, because Harry just is better than everything.
Well, he doesn't give a shit about the law, remember?
I think we're killing at least one of the guests.
It's okay, we'll revive them afterwards.
Get the Phoenix down!
Harry paid them no attention beyond restricting his conversation to telepathy.
Yep,
Holly chirped.
After what it tried last year, Malfoy has lost its right to be considered a person. Now it's just a piece of garbage we need to dispose of, preferably with lots of fire.
Harry laughed at the surprisingly bloodthirsty device, trademark, drawing strange looks.
You've got a point there! We need to dispose of its parents, too! I doubt they'll stand around and watch me stick their brat on a spike!
Harry hummed in thought for a few seconds.
We need to make it memorable as well. Something that'll stick in people's minds for years as a reason not to anger us. We're pretty sane people, apparently.
So he's turning worse than Voldemort?
It's okay, because he's going to have a harem to placate him.
Holly glanced at her partner.
Do you have any ideas?
The demigod shrugged.
Yeah, please don't die.
I'm good.
How about using venom on the ferret, then leveling its house with Halloween? What are these words I'm saying?
Yeah, you might want to tone it down like an octave so that I can understand what you're saying.
I can understand.
I can understand too.
Okay.
I can understand it, although...
Steve-O, you're going deaf.
What?
I can understand.
Huh?
I'm in another room.
What?
Hold in here. What time is it?
Where's my burrito? Where's my burrito?
Meatwad, you can understand what I'm saying, right?
Yes.
That's not Meatwad.
Meatwad, you sound kind of weird. Your throat funny?
Just keep going, Roy.
Holly giggled in a disturbing manner.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Oh, my sphincter's closing.
Steve aborts. I like that.
She calmed down a few seconds later, ignoring the stares of passing students.
Venom we could recreate with a bit of work, changing up the flesh rotting curse. But Halloween, that will take a fair bit of time to work out. I guess we'll have to wait until next year to fry them.
It'll give us something else to do,
Harry said.
I wonder how the people around here would react to the revival of Dark Schneider.
What?
He mused idly.
What?
All right. Dark Schneider? That is my new stage name.
Dark Schneider?
Fred Schneider's other name. He is Dark.
Instead of a pubic news?
Yeah. I'm going to go change that right now.
Polly shook her head.
I don't think anyone here would get it, Steve Bortz. I doubt any of them have read Bastard! !, so none of them would understand the reference. And frankly, I think they'd be too busy crapping their collective undies at having the Exploder Wizard, trademark registered, running around to do anything else.
That's half the fun!
Harry replied.
We get to sit back and watch everyone run around like headless chickens trying to find out who he is!
Clock.
Clock! Clock!
Would you also trick them into searching for the, quote, goddess of destruction, Anthrax, unquote, question?
She asked dryly, goddess of destruction, Anthrax?
Again, apparently. There are words, and I know they're the words themselves, but there's no meaning. BJ, you're up.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, well.
It's about the appropriate spot for BJ. You know, we've warmed up to it, so it, you know, now we can have BJ.
Yeah, we've lubed up the entire circumference of the hole, so now it's just really just don't clench.
So
what does BJ stand for to you that we needed to leave the hole?
Actually, that's butt job. My initials, Byron Jr.
Or butt Ben job. Jacking it.
Yeah. Sure, Ben jacking it, not currently.
Glad you clarified that here. I was worried.
You wonder what I was doing there.
I don't think I'd go that far, Harry said. These idiots might actually attack the band or something. You don't have a lot of respect for the wizarding world's collective intelligence. Holly noted.
If this author is anything to go by, I will never have respect for the wizarding world's collective intelligence.
And tell him what?
The young hybrid snorted.
Yes!
Face it. They like garbage like Lucius Malfoy.
That's a drink.
That's one of the action. That's an actual character. But
that's still a drink.
That's like one of the most normal character names.
Run around after licking Voldemort's shoes.
Getting there.
For years without even a slap on the wrist. And then there's that boy who lived bullshit. And let's not forget Azkaban was sort of moron thought keeping Dementors around in any fashion was a good idea.
The moron who realized you can't kill them?
So really, this author just went online, found a terrible Harry Potter anti-blog and copy-pasted.
Yep.
I can't argue with you there, Holly admitted.
Also, not Azkaban, Azkabana.
She looked around, her gaze sweeping across the other students in the hall heading off for their own lessons. You have to wonder what kind of idiot thought of that plan, she continued loudly. Harry shook his head again, saying nothing more to Holly, even though they're talking telepathically. As he entered the charms classroom a few minutes before first period, he took a seat beside Cedric Diggory and opened up his laptop.
Wow.
Magic. Time to go on Facebook and update my webpage.
Damn it. He clambered down Harry's shoulder to take her place on his lap. Harry sent a glance to the side with a soft, good morning. Work. He listened to the lessons with half an ear, working on his laptop with his hands and taking lecture notes with a pen.
Working on his laptop with his hands.
Simultaneously, yes. Cedric ignored the odd sight, having grown used to it over the past couple of weeks. God, that's annoying. Well, he seemed to be in a good mood, Potter. Cedric noted as the pair worked on the practical potions of the lesson. Harry shrugged nonchalantly. I had a good weekend. The older boy looked up from the broken plate he was trying to fix with the Reparo charm
Now Reparal!
I have to wonder, where do you go on the weekends? Because you have no parents.
How?
Boom!
Harry turned away from his repaired plane and sighed. He could feel the weight of the curious stares of the other students like a palpable force against his armored coat.
Wait a minute, why would you choose palpable? It's not very tasty.
If you really must know, I go home to visit my family.
What family?
Not seeing any reason to
consider. I go home to take a look at my dead parents.
Oh, so he's Batman.
I'm crying at their graves.
He goes to the cemetery.
Cedric shrugged and answered. I was just curious. You've been here for 3 years now, and no one really knows much about you.
Because so he's supposed to be 13 years old at this point in this.
He's so gothic.
I'm a private person, the demigod responded.
What?
What I do in my outside of class?
What I do in my outside of class, yes.
Eve. My personal life is no one's concern but my own.
Oh my god, I'm out in my outside of class. That's not a period of time.
Sorry,
outside of class. Oh my god. Logan!
Oh, okay. I was just thought it was just Dean from Dungeons and Doritos.
Logan! Logan! Alright, Jeff.
Oh crap. Alright.
God damn it. God
okay,
son
Logan's
of a bitch.
Alright, Logan.
Logan?
Right. What page? Logan?
Today's episode of Sesame Street is brought to you by the letter P and the number 69. It's always 69.
What is 69? I'm going to go find P69 right now and see if there's any good shit there.
You don't want shit there, Steve-O.
You're famous, Potter, Cedric said in return. There's no way you'll be able to keep things that way for much longer. Everyone wants to know what you're up to, and they'll start digging around if you try to keep everything to yourself. You should be more open with people. Harry couldn't suppress a derisive snort. They could try. He had no fear of his personal life being intruded on by the government or the public. There would be nothing for any investigators to find. His tower was warded to the limits, and he had control of Hogwarts' warding system through his partnership with Holly.
What?
Who's Holly?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Harry's family, the dead ones, wasn't even in the same dimension, and was weird. They're in the dead dimension.
Yep.
And he was immune to truth potions and I'm going to say that's Legilimancy?
Legilimancy.
What is that?
Control the girl. You control gagging sounds?
That's a good power. That's a really good power. And if anyone seriously tried to interrogate him or track down his family, Harry wouldn't hesitate for a second to cut the individual down.
Don't underestimate what people like that reporter Skeeter will do to dig up and dirt on someone. The older reporter Heffer. Oh, fuck. Damn it.
Still works.
Yep.
The older Hufflepuff warned the vile woman made a living off of uncovering everyone's dirty little secrets with no one the wiser of her methods. Harry's lips curled up in a grin. Like I said, they can try.
Any boner I could ever have will never happen now, thanks to you, Logan. Really,
I'm stuck with a boner forever now.
Flimmy boner.
Cedric shook his head at the younger boy's self-confidence and that part of the door. It had been able to keep the reporters away for years already. On top of that, he was one of the most powerful wizards alive, having defeated Lucius Malfoy and Dumbledore of our people at 12.
What?
I'm a little rusty on my Harry Potter knowledge. When the fuck did that happen? Then he had gone on to win the international dueling tournament over the summer. In addition, Harry had become a professor of two different and difficult subjects at 13 and proven himself as a knowledgeable and skilled teacher in both.
God, Harry's perfect. Good thing I was here to write the story and not that stupid bitch J.K. Rowling.
I know, right?
Given his incredible achievements at such a young age, Harry had every right to be confident in his abilities.
Anyways, Cedric, son, why don't you come to Hogsmeade with me, son? Next time, shit.
Yes, next time, please go shit.
Sit. We've been just fucking sit up,
and hang around with other people more.
Oh, that's enough of that.
Yes, please.
Stop reading like that. Stop.
Harry stilled in disbelief. Does he have any idea how that sounded? After a moment of thought, a wicked idea sparked into being in Harry's mind.
Where's the sex?
Oh, yeah.
That is a very good question.
That is a valid question.
I did feel
a trollish smile as his grandfather's influence reared its head.
Oh, here it comes.
Diggory, the hybrid said with some trepidation injected into his voice. Did you just ask me out on a date? Several of the eavesdropping girls gasped at Harry's words. The older boy choked on his saliva. Caught completely flat-footed by the odd accusation. No! He shouted, waving his hands wildly, desperately trying to ignore the twittering and whispering students surrounding the pair. I wasn't doing anything like that at all. Harry took on a pitying expression. I'm honestly flattered, but I have no interest in dating boys.
Boo!
Dick!
But you should look elsewhere for companionship of that sort. Harry packed up his things and left the classroom as first period ended with Holly's laughter and Diggory's desperate attempts to explain himself ringing in his ears. Isn't Cedric Diggory dead?
This is around the point of Prisoner of Azkaban. So he's still alive. Like, they haven't... Apparently a lot of things changed. He killed Dumbledore when he was 12 and then became the world's most perfect wizard and got a magic gun and turned into a magical girl and has a family that's not dead. Fuck everything. You know, fuck the whole history of Harry Potter. Who cares about that? Just whatever.
Oh my god, it's we're not going to get to the sex until like 4 weeks from now!
But yeah, then we'll all have matured enough to actually do it.
I was going to let that be a surprise for you, even.
Alright, well, you know what? I told them it would be erotic fanfiction, so at this point, I'm going to need to say, hey, Flame On guys, do you want to come back in a month when we're actually reading sexual material?
I can work on my sexy voice.
I mean, I could read a passage like I'm having sex.
I got a half chub right now.
Yeah, that's
all right. Yeah. All
right.
Turns out I really get off to listening.
You had me at Cedric.
I've been doing this for 4 years. I can't have sex now without listening to my own fanfiction readings in the headphones.
You had me at Diggory.
Did you finish, Logan?
Yes.
All right, Jeff, your turn.
We had Carl. We had Brenda. We had Gollum. That's just, you know, the perfect trio, the trifecta.
And now you've got Troy McClure. You might remember me from such podcasts as this one right now.
And nothing else.
Oh, God. He's better than I could ever hope to be.
Harry stood behind the professor's desk in the ancient runes classroom, waiting for the bell to signal the beginning of second period. Holly sat on his shoulder as usual. Len was curled up on the middle of the desk. Two piles of parchment sat on either side of the familiar. What's a familiar? One file was made of graded assignments to be returned to the students, and the other pile was the incoming homework that he had assigned the class last week. As each pupil walked in, they dropped off their completed homework on the pile. Harry bit back a smile while he listened to his students complain about the amount of homework he dumped on them. Mmm, that's nice.
Dump.
Dumps for homework.
Belgian chocolate.
A 6-inch paper on the proper form of Kenaz rune and its meanings was a bit much for the beginning of the school year. And the third years were still getting used to having two additional subjects to learn.
If you had a drinking rule where you drank every time you read something that you didn't know about, you'd probably die within a page.
Ancient runes was the theory-heavy course as well. Harry's face slipped into a grin. He hated dealing with the paperwork, but he loved to see the forlorn looks on his students' faces when he dropped the assignments on their laps.
He's a masochist?
Likes to drop things on laps.
We just had that bit where he was planning on how to just completely murder Malfoy in such a way that would make no one question him ever again.
Yeah, he's a gore.
That's how I feel.
Of course he's masochistic. He wants everyone to suffer.
Harry stifled a wince when Hermione walked in, eyeing him with a bit of caution. He had dumped a lot of shocks in Hermione's lap over the weekend.
Don't dump that on her.
Dumping. And her use of the time turner wasn't helping her mental state any. Still, Harry had no plans to apologize for the way he snapped at the bushy-haired girl a few hours before. Hermione needed to learn to keep her opinions to herself instead of shoving them down other people's throats. He wasn't about to change the way he lived simply because it offended other people's sensibilities. Harry shoved those thoughts aside and swept his covered eyes across the class. All of his students, barring Malfoy, were already in their seats and waiting for the bell. He nodded to himself and shut the door with a wave of his hand.
Oops.
The bell rang a second later.
Good morning, everyone!
He addresses the class.
I hope my homework wasn't too much for you!
A few of the students groaned at that, drawing a grin from Harry.
Now, runes are heavy on theory, so you all better get used to having homework for every class.
Ah, damn it.
Things are only going to get worse from here on.
Sue Lee of Ravenclaw, TM, raised her hand.
Yes?
Harry asked. The girl asked a question that was likely going through everyone's mind. I have a question. Why the emphasis on theory?
Also, where's the sex?
I remember you saying that we
well, that's only, simple, children. You just gotta find the clitoris.
We would only be handling two rune combinations by the end of the year. What is the reason behind that? Harry smiled at her.
That's a good question. And I expect to hear it during the first class. Since no one asked about it before, I had decided to make it your lesson today. Be ready to take notes, everyone.
The door opened, drawing everyone's attention. Malfoy sauntered into the room, sneering at Harry.
5 points from Slytherin! For being late to class, Mr. Malfoy!
Harry announced.
Thank you, Mickey.
That was
cool. You're welcome!
The souls of the damned sustain me!
This fanfiction makes me happy! What are you laughing at, kid? I'll rape your mother!
Wow!
Kermit the Frog here. I just killed a hooker.
Yay! A Kermit to my piggy.
Oh my
Hello,
god!
Hello, Kermit.
That's the episode title. A Kermit to my piggy.
I feel like that's gonna be what my wedding's gonna be called.
that's the name of your sex tape.
Yeah, probably piggy.
Mm. I think you mean piggy.
Piggy.
Peggy.
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 No, Peggy 420.
Is that it? You done?
All done.
Yay! Sorry, I was sorting out all the fanfiction that people have sent us to read.
Why
do you sound so upset about that?
Because I want to read it now, and I can't!
Oh,
is it sexy?
Okay.
Yes,
does it have sex in it?
Apparently. Anyways, we circled back around. That was everybody. We did it all in an hour. So, David, you're up again.
I'm so happy.
You're on P40.
P40.
What? The blonde asked incredulously. I was talking to Professor Snape and ended up running late.
Wait, that's a guy. It stands. Draco said insincerely.
He's lying.
Holly informed Harry.
He wasn't anywhere near the dungeons, and Severus hasn't left the potions classroom since breakfast.
Harry eyed the boy with disbelief. Right, he drawled out. Do you have a note from him excusing your tardiness? Malfoy grinned arrogantly, certain the professor's reputation would protect him from punishment.
No, I'm afraid he didn't.
Then the point loss stands, Harry said. Malfoy's grin disappeared. If he didn't give you a note, then he must have thought you had enough time to make it to class before the bell. Therefore, you must have goofed around somewhere rather than try to get here on time. That is, the hybrid continued, if you weren't simply lying about meeting Professor Snape to begin with. Harry shook his head. I will be asking him about this later today, Malfoy.
What is all the sass, Dave?
I will be asking it. Shut up, man. I got a drink.
Oh, that's good.
Flush the pain away.
I will be asking him about this later today, Mr. Malfoy. I will return the points if I find you were telling the truth, but I'll add in a detention for lying to me on top of the point loss should the professor tell me you weren't speaking with him. Draco puffed up angrily.
You can't do that! I told you where I was!
Of course I can, Harry shot back. Now hurry up and take your seat. We've wasted enough time on you when I still have a lesson to teach. The Slytherin trademark stomped a stomped fucking.
Stomped.
Towards an empty seat, muttering foul curses under his breath. Harry stifled the urge to kill the boy with some difficulty. When he heard what Malfoy was saying, he despised the ferret enough as it was, and the boy's words were wearing on the demigod's nerves.
He's a demigod now.
Now that our interruption has been dealt with, on to today's lesson, Harry said. Holly floated off of his shoulder to take station at the chalkboard. She began to write on the board as he spoke. Today, we'll be learning why it's so important to fully understand runes before you use them and the potential dangers of performing runic magic carelessly. Hermione immediately raised her hand in question. When Harry called on her, she asked,
What are the dangers?
Brian.
She said that.
Gosh. Wait, that's a really short section. Can I have, like, number sure. the next section?
If you really want to, Dave. I mean, okay. You can double dip. You're
I'm a double dip.
Double dipping.
Oh. Harry turned to her. Nope. Oh, that's not what it said right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dip that queso.
Yes! I like the queso. Queso sex is the best.
What?
Cheesy.
Oh, you go give me some chips and queso, please?
Thank
you. Back to what we was on.
I like your line of thinking.
Harry turned to look at her. Runes can have several meanings, depending on how they are used and the material they are inscribed on. He looked around the room. For example, the Sawilo trademark rune.
Wait.
Yeah.
I thought you were skipping...
No.
I got this.
He just wanted another section. And far be it for me to deny people pain.
It's fine.
My section was so small. I want a big section.
Well,
that way it feels real good.
I was implying something.
It's gotta be big to feel really good.
Whichever comes first. Yeah.
Okay, anyway, back to where I was at before I was so rudely interrupted by the Canadian. For example, the Sawilo trademark rune. It means sun and is the rune of light.
Wow!
Harry fished out a glass orb with a rune shaped like a lightning bolt carved on it and set it on the desk. He tapped it with his wand, and the orb began to emit a soft yellow glow. Nice, isn't it? He asked.
No.
When I used Sawilo trademark on the glass ball, it took on the meaning of sunlight and became a reading lamp.
Light.
Light. It became a reading light. I said that. Harry pulled out a slip of paper with the same rune and held it up for the student to see. Now, this paper here has the exact same rune as the glass on it. What do you think will happen when I activate the rune? No one raised a hand to answer him this time. Harry waited for another moment, but none of his students took the initiative. No takers, then? He grinned and channeled prana into the talisman. Prana?
Apparently.
They're shrimp. They're like shrimp.
Oh, okay. The paper burst into flames, shocking the demigod's audience.
Whoa!
Harry snuffed out the fire with a flick of his hand. A rather surprising result, don't you think? Harry asked.
No.
He continued on. While Sawilo trademark is a rune of sunlight, it is also a fire rune. As you just saw, when inscribed on flammable material like the paper, Sawilo trademark will burn rather than glow.
Ah, a lawyer's wet dream.
I'm sure you all remember the homework assignment you just turned in about the various meanings of the Knaz rune trademark.
What the fuck?
Those meanings are more than just that, Harry lectured. They are also things the rune can be used for. Knaz trademark can be used to create fire like I demonstrated during our first lesson.
Look, this isn't fucking Diablo 2. You don't need to know but goddamn rune words.
Where's all the sex?
It's also a rune of enlightenment and can be used to do things like increasing one's sight in mint.
Yes.
If you do not properly understand the rune you are using, you could end up burning out your eyes trying to cast a vision enhancement spell.
I would burn out my brain right now if I could.
Seconded.
The students all winced and turned slightly green from the mental image.
Only green?
Ah, yeah. Harry nodded to himself. I think you understand a little better now. You must understand how the runes are used.
Oh, you were doing right.
I was doing so well, I know.
Me.
Oh, yeah. If you don't, accidents can happen. That is what I meant by dangers. Oh, wait.
Oh,
this is
no,
like a one-off.
Dangers.
This is a one-off character. What does Terry Boot sound like, Steve?
Sounds like Zap Brannigan.
Nah.
Okay, Steve, give me a different one that we don't usually have.
Sounds like Peggy Hill.
Hold on. I got this. Hold on. Dangle Man, you mean they have to be careful when you write a rune?
Peggy Hill! Not is Peggy Dale Hill. Earnhardt.
That's, no, that's not Dale Gribhart.
That's Boomhauer.
Yeah, you're doing Boomhauer.
All right. So you have to be careful what you write runes on? Terry Boot questioned. Who the hell is Terry Boot?
I don't know. All right, no. Use it. No, it sounds like Bill. Terry Boot sounds like Bill.
So you have to be careful what you write runes on?
Oh, so you have to be careful what you write runes on?
Okay, hear you.
Aye, Captain.
Delicious chip.
I want some.
Harry bobbied his head in an answer. That's correct. However, that is not the only danger of using runes. Precision is another thing you must be careful with. Drawing a rune incorrectly can result in the rune working incorrectly or even exploding in some cases.
Boom!
Therefore, one thing you should never do unless you achieved a newts in runes trademark is writing them on your body.
Ryan!
No matter how bitchin' that tattoo is.
Blow your pecker off.
It's gonna be trademarked.
I don't want to! Don't tell me to do that! Eat louder into the mic, Dave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crunch those chips.
All right, we're going for NPR this time. Here we go.
Oh my God, Diane Reams?
Maybe.
Mm.
Jared couldn't be here tonight, so I have to do a little bit of Jared's...
The demigod paused for a moment and thought, this is really a bad Garrison Keillor, but I'm going to keep
going. No. Keep going. I'm going to get the lube out. Hold on.
Mm. We like it very much.
Yes.
Here's an example that I actually witnessed myself a few years ago. This is really bad. I once watched a man attempt to use the runes Burcano and Lagus to increase his resistance to poisons.
I love a good Lagus.
Burcano.
Lagus is really good, man. You put it in some vodka, dude, it's fucking amazing.
Burcano can be used for purification, detoxification, and healing. Lagus is the rune of water, and when used in a set, Lagus can strengthen the purifying power of powder milk biscuits and Barranco.
So wait, that first rune is the equivalent of what was that?
Burcano.
That's the rune you want when you go
Burcano's-
to the
detoxification. So it's the equivalent of green tea.
Why does Burcano, isn't that like the fucking liquid that you use to have in-house fires?
I'm gonna Google that real quick.
You mean butane?
House fire right now.
Hold on, this is from runesecrets.com. Burcano, literally birch goddess, esoteric birth sanctuary, rune of continued growth and continual rebirth or renewal in all things, the rune of becoming. So this guy doesn't know dick.
Where's the sex?
This guy doesn't know dick about sex scenes or runes.
Yep.
I can get Burcano in my pants any day.
Oh man, dude, it's like $9.95 plus shipping.
If the man had written the runes correctly, they would have purged most poisons he came across from his body before they could harm him. I realize this is totally not even Garrison. I'm going for something else now.
Okay.
However, the man made a mistake while engraving the runes onto his skin.
You know, if you just pitch up a couple octaves, you could be Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, God.
Do it.
The dress now.
Oh, God. When he activated the runes set to test it, the runes purged all of the water in his body, instantly killing him.
Oh, my boner.
Awesome.
The students looked at Harry, shocked and sickened. It's going into the old guy from Family Guy.
Good.
Harry stared back at the glass through his blindfold.
That's right, Jesse.
I thought it was Eisen. Removed
all the water from his body.
I drank it down. Now do you understand why we're going so slowly? He asked. Everyone nodded mutely.
It was rather unpleasant to hear, but I wanted you all to know the risks or the runes, using runes or risks, before you start playing around with them in your common runes or rooms. I'm drinking, hold on.
So the two repeated phrases are, I'm drinking, hold on, and where's the sex? Well, that's my life in a nutshell.
Oh. Oh, I'm right there with you, buddy.
Harry smiled, reassuring at the class. He ignored the blushes that his smile elicited from almost every face as he continued. The example I gave is an extreme case and rather unlikely to happen again. You're more likely to end up with accidents, like the burning paper I showed a minute ago, than killing yourself at this level. Still, I think it's better for you to all know how bad things can get if you play around too much. I'd rather not see any of you in the hospital end up in the hospital wing because you set yourself on fire doodling and charging Knazarin.
All right, now you're inches away from King Candy.
I was trying
I'm
to
fine with that.
From.
Whoosh.
Whoosh. Malfoy yelped.
Malfoy yelped and dove away from his desk, which I just burst into flames. Harry's wand whipped out and extinguished the fire before it could spread.
I am assuming that is the sex.
That's as close
it
as
was, it was heated up.
It is dousing a flame.
Yeah. And spreading. The blonde's neighbors rushed to get away from the smoldering desk. What were you doing, Mr. Malfoy? Harry growled out. He could see the remnants of a Knaz rune etched onto the desktop. Weren't you paying any attention to the lesson?
No.
Draco slowly got back to his feet, and miraculously he hadn't been burnt when his desk went up in flames. The Slytherin shot Harry a venomous look. I was listening, he said in a reply. Then why did you carve a Knaz rune on your desk? The hybrid asked. Hybrid? I missed
him. He's a Prius.
Oh!
From what I've gathered from context clues, I think he's like half god, half man.
No, he's half man, half woman. Apparently he turned into a woman at the beginning of the story, and it hasn't happened again since.
I just warned you that sewing something like that would get you hurt. No, never mind, Harry said. I don't want to hear your excuses. 2 weeks detention for ignoring my safety lecture and putting your classmates in danger. When my father hears about this, Draco began. He will do nothing, the demigod shot back. You could have hurt or even killed your fellow classmates because you didn't pay attention. If you pull anything like this again, I'll eject you from the class and fail you for the year.
See, I heard a different word that began with EJ.
Ejaculate?
Ejaculate.
I perked up.
You have my attention.
Can we just start sexing this up ourselves?
Yes. When in Rome. Or Harry rather, when in London, America.
Harry took a deep cock and brought his temper back under control. yourself. Do it on your own time rather than the middle of class, he said.
Bravo. Fucking bravo. I don't even have a voice for this one. I'm just going to read it as my angry fucking self.
I love it.
Please do.
I think you should have let it burn, Holly said. I agree. We should just let it die before it can contaminate the gene pool. Harry had just dismissed the class and was heading out to meet his servants with a capital S for no fucking reason before care with a capital C for no fucking reason of magical creatures, capital M, capital C.
Evo, that's the title of the class. Shut up.
I don't care with a capital C.
No, I would say with a capital fuck you.
I'd love to let the ferret with a capital F roast itself in the middle of class, but unfortunately, that would have been a safety hazard, Harry replied. If it wants to kill itself, it can do so on its own goddamn time rather than ours. And just think,
calling him a ferret?
I don't know. I think it's Malfoy. He's probably some sort of smelly cat snake. I don't know.
I think it's when you get turned into a ferret by, like, in that one movie.
And just think, of all the trouble we'd have to deal with if we let some stale-blooded idiot like Malfoy set itself on fire. Okay, it's talking about Malfoy and the It, which is a major disrespect. Not cool, author. Not cool. Harry stretched his senses out as the pair chatted, searching for his stalkers. He breathed a quiet sigh of relief when he found the area clean of their presence. Don't get too comfortable, Harry. Your two fans are waiting a few floors down from you, Holly warned. The elemental had reached through the wards to seek out her partner's most persistent pests. Because I'm not spitting enough on my screen as it is. Hoping to keep away from the mentally unbalanced pair.
Jeez. This author really hates everyone but Harry.
No, that's just me. I hate everyone right now.
No. Like the author, too.
Oh, yeah.
Len's findings from poking into Ginny Weasley and Colin Creevy. I don't know who Colin Creevy is, but I like his name.
Okay.
Colin Creevy's dreams had been rather disturbing, especially coming from a pair of preteens.
Colin Creevy is like the guy that the kid that had like the huge old style photo.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, the camera. He got turned into stone when he tried to take a picture of the basilisk.
Camera, he is really neat and made of turtle meat. Also, we lost David.
Yes. Oh, no.
Oh,
David.
Oh, he left to go watch the fucking E3 presentation, too. Fuck you, too. Where was I? Normal kids aren't supposed to dream about such things. That's great. Harry groaned mentally. I'm having trouble digesting this. How do you groan without a mouth?
I have no mouth.
You imagine it.
I must groan.
I see what you did there. The two were still stalking him, and even after he had dismantled Lucius Malfoy back in the spring, I'm tired of this bullshit. We'll avoid them again for now. But if they keep this up much longer, though, I'm going to do something permanent to them. I'm getting fed up with this. So am I. Where's the sex?
You know, it's usually in your bedroom, but you've been turning it off.
So there's an on-off switch in the bedroom for the sex.
Yeah, you keep telling me, oh no, not tonight, honey, I'm too tired.
Ooh.
Oh, I have a headache.
I
have a headache.
Yes, I'm Dumbledore, I have a headache.
Dumbledore.
Also, Laz, I'm sorry I'm yelling. I didn't mean to upset you. Harry was distracted from his bloody thoughts by the return of Fran and Liz. The pair walked up and took position on either side of him. Liz was smiling like the cat that caught the canary, and both of them had flushed cheeks and bruised lips. Laz, quiet. I'm trying to read not erotic fan fiction. Even the dog is like, where's the sex?
That will be done in a minute.
And both of them had flushed cheeks and bruised lips. Harry's nose twitched, catching an enticing scent in the air. What's that smell? He asked the pair. Chicken and waffles. We'll tell you later, Harry. I'm going to do Mrs. Bighead. We'll tell you later, Harry. Preferably when we're alone. Liz answered with a saucy wink. Fran's blush deepened, but she refused to turn her head away in embarrassment. It would be better to wait until after class. We wouldn't want you getting too distracted considering Hagrid's choice in class material, the Chimera said. Chimera? What the fuck? What is going on in this story? Harry quirked an eyebrow at the pair, took up from when Hermione interrupted you, eh?
Yes.
He questioned. Liz's smile grew even smugger, which isn't a word. Yep.
Smugger.
Fran's actually quite the kisser for someone so shy and inexperienced. She's good with her hands, too.
Somebody caught a finger.
Oh, I don't want to do this anymore, Adam. Adam,
oh, boo-hoo.
Please save us.
Harry vainly tried to suppress the images that brought up with all of his mental might. I see.
Well, he's reading us Downton Abbey. The entire Downton Abbey.
Oh, you will, Liz shot back with a leer. Harry shook his head sharply, knowing Hagrid he would need to be on the ball for next class. He stopped at an area... Oh,
the sound of fresh pain.
He stopped at an empty area and took hold of Fran and Liz's hands. Harry teleported the group down to the ground floor. bypassing his waiting fans / stalkers completely. I wonder if sticking Creevy and Weasley into detention with Filch or Severus every time they follow me would straighten them out. Eh? I can't inflict them on Severus, but Filch might straighten them out. On a rack.
And the entire call turns into, like, 16th century popping people.
Boys, you've got other things to worry about, Harry, Holly admonished.
Harry, soft, sighed softly.
That's another drink. We're going to get through this.
Yeah.
Harry sighed softly and headed for the main doors with his servants in tow. Several students joined him in his short trek to Hagrid's cabin. Neville caught up with him quickly since his previous class... It's
starting to sound like Winnie the Pooh a bit.
His previous class was close to the ground floor. Hermione also took station nearby after coming from another class to by use of her time turner.
Aren't runes really as dangerous as you said in class, Harry?
Hermione asked. Setting aside her recent issues with Harry in favor of pursuing more knowledge, Harry laughed at the question.
Let me put it this way, Hermione. You're in just as much danger messing with runes as you are taking care with Hagrid as your teacher. Treat runic magic with the caution and respect it deserves and you'll be fine. Act like Malfoy does in both classes and you can get yourself hurt in short order. Like I said, I've seen some nasty accidents caused by being careless with rune magic.
Even though he's only 13.
Just how bad can it get?
Neville asked. He didn't know much about rune magic, but he trusted Harry's word.
Fatal!
Harry answered simply, reverting back to lecture mode.
I once watched a Mechus freeze himself to death with an improperly written ice rune. Studying magic can be dangerous if you're careless or arrogant.
He looked over at Hagrid, who was waiting at the door of his cabin for the class to finish assembling. Harry sent a welcoming pulse to Lysia. Lysia. He got an odd feeling in return, a sort of wary watchfulness focused on the edge of the forest.
What is Hagrid up to this time?
He wondered in concern.
Gather round, gather round.
Hagrid bellowed to the meandering third years.
I got something special to show you today.
The half-giant led the nervous students off towards the fenced-in area.
I decided to show you all something a little gentler this time, since some of you's shown you can handle dealing with the interesting beasties yet.
Malfoy scowled at Hagrid for the offhand insult.
Just wait here a minute.
Hagrid ordered as he walked off towards the Forbidden Forest.
Next, please.
Believe it or not, we're still reading this, and we still haven't seen any boobs, penis or vag or intercourse yet. How long can it be? Believe it or not, I must pee.
Wow, that was... I'm gonna...
I don't think I've done a musical interlude since season one. Next up should have been Roy, but Logan, you're our lucky next.
Oh, why you gotta be like that, motherfucker?
Because!
Where's the sex?
Where's the sex? And now I actually do have to pee.
Great, how's that oaf going to try and kill us this time? Malfoy whined to his toadies. Considering how you nearly killed yourself in ancient runes just a minute ago, you've got no room to complain, Hermione rebutted. Trash like you shouldn't speak poorly to your betters, mudblood, Malfoy said with a sneer. Hermione sent the pompous blonde a scathing glare. My better? Oh, please. You set your desk on fire, goofing off while Harry was in the middle of telling us that playing with runes like that...
Around.
Fucking shit, goddamn ass!
Playing around with your dick.
Telling us that playing around with runes like you did was dangerous and possibly fatal, Hermione sniffed. And you taunted a hippogriff after being warned doing so would get you hurt. You have no right to whine about the trouble you get in when you are the reason things turn dangerous to begin with. My better indeed. I'll admit you are my better in being complete fool. The pair was distracted from their brewing argument by a delighted gasp coming from the girls in the class. They looked over to see what manner of monster Hagrid brought in, only to add their own noises of surprise as well. It's Hagrid's penis. Hagrid was leading a
got pair of whiskers on the tip.
Yeah, I got somebody to laugh. Hagrid was leading a pair of silver white adult unicorns into a makeshift paddock, followed by a skittish pair of golden foals by a set of long ropes. The quartet of magical horses stomped around nervously, shying away from the unfamiliar sight and smell of the children.
This story has so thoroughly killed my libido, I went into the bathroom and I had a vagina.
Went from an Audi to an innie.
How did you catch that many unicorns? Pavarti Patil exclaimed in disbelief. Unicorns are supposed to be really fast, and they hate men. Ah, just like I do. Hagrid skillfully segregated the adults and younglings in separate areas.
Segregate.
Come a bit closer, everyone.
Oh no, it's like that time after World War II.
The students, relieved and delighted by the sight of unicorns, rather than the vicious monster they all expected, rushed towards the fence. Now, don't rush too fast or yell spook 'em into running elf. The half-giant admonished in his booming voice. To adults said, don't care too much for boys, so to girls are better off with them. To youngins here, he continued, gesturing at the golden unicorns, don't mind boys so much. You can pet them if you want. Just don't pull at them or anything.
Spit in your eye.
Yeah, I'll spit right in your eye.
Ow, my eye!
So that's what Estia is worried about, Harry thought. He glided forwards, attracting the attention of the adult pair. The unicorns turned their heads to stare for a moment, sniffing in his direction. The pair recognized his scent and whinnied joyfully at the hybrid, happy to smell a familiar person among those strange beings around them. They reared back and kicked their front legs to draw his attention. Harry walked up to them with a gentle smile, ignoring the shocked looks of his classmates as he greeted the unicorn.
Oh, please have him have sex with the unicorn in the next chapter. I will settle for that!
Saddle?
Backity snackity.
BJ, you're up.
All right, I'll see if I can't sex this up a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Neville's eyes fixed onto Harry's back. He had just confirmed his theory. Harry was really a girl.
Oh, you could do that with some duct tape, and anybody can be a girl.
After all, it was well known that full-grown unicorns would flee from males of any age if they could.
Wait, what?
They're afraid of dicks because they have dicks on their foreheads.
They would only allow females to approach them like that. Neville watched Harry's pet unicorns and shook his head.
Oh man, if they only let females approach, that explains so many rock album covers from the 80s.
He knew for certain that Harry was a girl now. But where did that leave him? Neville pondered on as Harry assisted Hagrid in dealing with the unicorns. Keeping them calm while the other girls petted them.
Don't stop. No, keep going. I'm almost there.
All right, one second. I gotta take a drink.
Okay. The girls petted them. A blush stole across Neville's face as he watched this serenely smile. Mouthful from nearby. Harumph. I knew you were girly, but this takes the cake, Potter.
No! Not the cake!
Oh, the cake. Oh, the cake.
So, I could so go for cake right now, like rainbow cake.
Even the unicorns think you're a girl. Whispers and mutters broke out across the field.
Oh, God, it's on the ceiling!
Fucking mouthful. Mouthful point, after all. The only way Harry could pet an adult unicorn is if he was really a girl.
Don't
as far
scared.
As anyone can. Oh my god.
Laza just came up to me whining.
I'm more of a man as a woman than you and your father put together could ever be, Malfoy.
What the fuck? Alright, let's break this down just real fast. I'm more of a man as a woman than you and your father put together.
I need a Marauders or Matt for that.
Harry responded calmly. Though that's not setting the bar very high there.
Zing!
Zing-a-ling.
Somebody better call a phoenix for that bird. Several of the onlooking boys laughed at his swift repose.
You know, that's like the point during a sitcom where the entire audience goes, ooh.
What was that, you subhuman freak? Malfoy snarled as he drew his wand.
Oh boy, here's the sex.
Oi, no fighting, you two.
Nope.
Hagrid shouted. He had been lecturing the enthusiastic students about the life cycle and behaviors of unicorns, especially the sexual ones, when the argument started.
Unicorns have a very elaborate mating dance, and after sex, the male unicorn gets his head bitten off by the female unicorn.
The two folds shield away from the blonde, repulsed by the bad feelings he emitted.
Shied.
Sucked down some of this fluid.
That's all the sexiness that's ever going to happen tonight.
Harry nodded wordlessly and turned back to calm the unicorns back down.
Turned back to back.
Say back one more time, motherfucker. Tuning out the whispered conversations around him, Hagrid walked up to him a few minutes later while finishing his rounds through the students. He wanted more. Class was about to end.
I was going to say, man, Hagrid gets around.
I've been meaning to ask.
He's got a lot going on.
Hagrid boomed out. Harry turned to him. What do you need? It's about that Patronus of yours. Hagrid said.
He turned into a surly mid-20s generic Brit.
Is it made from something you've seen before? Harry shrugged and nodded. Yes, it's a friend of mine, you could say. Who do you ask?
Why? Not who.
Eagerness burned in the gamekeeper's eyes. I was hoping you might be willing to bring it here for one of the lessons. I never see something like that before.
Okay. Just to spell out for anybody who's listening and not reading. Never seen smut like it before. S-U-M-M-A-T. And there is no autocorrect under it. So it is a legit word.
Harry's eyes widened incredulously. Behind his visor. I picture him wearing a golf visor.
I'm not picturing him as fucking here. Tron.
Fucking killing me.
Is he Cyclops?
He's golfing.
No, he's Tron.exe.
Oh, okay. I get it now.
Bring primate murder to Hogwarts?
What? I must have straightened out for a minute because what?
The thought was completely insane.
Yeah.
She would kill everyone in the school but Harry in a heartbeat.
Wait, primate murder is a girl?
Apparently.
All it would take would be one rude remark from Malfoy and blood would flow. Harry loved the beast of Gaia. I'm sorry. I completely went Trinidadian there. Harry loved the beast of Gaia.
Call me now for your free reading.
Gaia. But I hear it, sir.
Chance of her treating her. Should something set her off? And heaven only knows how Gaia would react to having her servant removed from the dimension, even temporarily.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we are graced by the ghostly presence of Marie Lavelle.
Harry shuddered at the thought. He did not want Gaia pissed off at him. He was already on thin ice. We're learning the kaleidoscope from Harry shook his head. No, vigorously. That's not a good idea, Hagrid.
Getting a little Miss Swan in there, too.
We called her primate murder for good reason. She looked like a man. The absolutely hate humans. And he has a taste for blood. Grimmie is immune to human magic as well, so she can't be held back that way.
I'm
Primmie?
Yeah, that was definitely a string of things.
That chapter completely messed me up because here's the thing. I was messing up like a couple of words, but then I was reading them and I'm like, wait, that didn't make sense. And then I was reading them again like,
and it's,
wait,
what? It still didn't make sense. It's like, okay, this is one of the worst fan fictions because if you misread it, it doesn't make sense. If you read it properly, it still doesn't make sense.
I'm glad you brought us on for this one. It's great.
There is no winning.
No, there is only Zul. Val, can you please read the next section?
Are you the fiction writer or am I the fiction keeper?
Are you the fiction writer or are you the fiction editor? All right. There is no editor, only Zul.
Harry ghosted through the halls of the wood on the way to what?
Hagrid looked crestfallen.
Oh, I started page 47?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like a giant bottle.
What wonderful, wonderful noise.
I have a big ass bottle of San Benedetto sparkling water. Ooh. Because I cannot drink alcohol. Hagrid looked crestfallen. It couldn't be that bad, could it? I mean, she lets you pet her, right? He asked. Hagrid had trouble believing what he was hearing. A giant, magic immune dog that drinks human blood? He never heard of anything like that before. You and I might be safe, but she'd shred the rest of the class in an instant, Harry informed the professor. And you're not strong enough to hold Primey back if she decides to kill everyone. Primey?
Primate murder.
Okay, you say primate murder, and all I can think of is Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy from Batman and Robin.
No, all I can think of is Prinnies.
Dude, did he steal her panties, dude?
It's just too dangerous to try. Harry soon head off for lunch with his servants in tow, unaware of the new rumors brewing about him. Why would he care? Harry ghosted through the halls on the way towards the kitchen.
He ghosted, so I guess that means he's dead now.
He had definitely come to prefer eating in the kitchen with his servants, Len and Holly, over sitting at the Hufflepuff table. There was also less of a chance of having to deal with idiots like Creevy, Malfoy, and the youngest Weasley siblings. Why does he hate her so much? He quietly entered the kitchen, where a table was already prepared for the quintet. Harry slipped into his seat, whee! While the servants materialized and Len switched to human form. The succubus gave her master a peck on the lips and claimed her spot on Harry's lap. Holly giggled at his surprised expression. You'd better get used to stuff like that soon, Harry, she said. Liz leaned in and gave Harry a quick kiss. Fine. We started with that. We're going to end with that. Liz leaned in and gave Harry a quick kiss. She then kissed Len as well, surprising everyone.
Mwah.
What? She asked a group. If we're really going to make us work, we need to learn to love each other as much as we do, Harry.
You know, you're fanning Jersey Girl. Just go full on Jersey Girl.
I don't know how to go full on Jersey Girl.
Yes.
Yeah!
I only know that word. She followed up a word by walking around the table to kiss Fran before sitting at the table.
Close enough.
Exclamation mark! Fran made a wordless noise of happiness when Liz kissed her. Fran then turned to Harry and Len and a luminescent blush kissed both of them before taking her seat.
Erection returned.
Rat is shy for a girl that pinned Harry against the wall and kissed him kissed him silly just a few hours ago and admitted she wanted to tie him down and fuck him, huh? Yes,
holy crap. Is that the first instance of the word fuck?
Oh, there it is.
Is it the lemon or the lime part of the script?
It's the grapefruit.
The parsimon?
Yes.
Kumquat. It's the kumquat!
I fucking love that word. It's like nonsensical. Anyway.
It's the dirtiest fruit in the
it
world.
It is the dirtiest fruit.
Really? Liz breathed out? Eyeing the embarrassed chimera. I figured her to be the one tied in bed rather than the one tying someone else down. Len nodded in agreement. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Cha.
Suck you up. Wait, what? Len totally nodded in agreement. Harry and Fran looked at each other with matching blushes. Holly hummed out. I think you're right there. Fran is more submissive type. The elemental leered at the red-headed servant. I think she would look wonderful naked and bound to her bed, her body trembling with need. Holly said, her voice trailing off as she pictured the scene. Prince blushed deep and once again when the group all simply nodded in agreement.
No, no, describe the scene! Give me sexual release, please!
That was the best voice ever.
Jeff?
Oh, boy. All right, now I'm going to try to do Billy Bob Thornton from Sling Blade.
God. Let me get my pants off.
All right, based on conversations that you were all not privy to yesterday, I'm now convinced that the airport in Toronto is just Billy Bob Thornton's head.
The visual on that is horrible.
Oh, my God.
That's gonna be the last thing I see before I die.
Wait, you're going to crash into the airport?
No, crash into Billy Bob Thornton.
I'm just gonna be lying there in bed, and this I'm just gonna see his head coming at me.
As you descend, he just says, "Hey, welcome to Canada." Head.
That's the sequel to Being John Malkovich.
By Billy Bob Thornton.
Okay. Harry cleared his throat and shifted in his seat uncomfortably. Anyways, he said, "Let's eat. I have to teach Neville and his study group after lunch." Mm-hmm. Are you still serious about editing your friend's memories? Fran asked as they ate. I don't like that.
Did you say memories or mammaries? I'm really reaching here.
You said both, okay?
It's implied. I don't like the idea myself, but I can't see real alternatives, Harris said. I think I can leave Fred and George alone, since they've been proving themselves trustworthy before, and no one else would ever believe them. Goddamn it. If they ever said anything. Neville, Hermione, and her pants are another matter. People would listen if they talk about what they saw. Harry sighed. Neville would crack pretty quickly under heavy pressure from his grandmama or other authorities. Hermione's track record with me ain't very good. Liz looked up from her food. Are you still holding a grudge about her behavior last year? Ain't that a bit petty? Harry turned back to eating. I'm only 13, Liz. I'm allowed to be petty. He paused for a moment. It's just ... She screwed me over before because of her love of authority. Once bitten, twice shy, they say. Plus, there's a whole time turner mess. Hermione's gonna have a meltdown eventually. I don't want her blurting out my secrets on accident while she's trying to put her mind back together. Mm-hmm. Her parents and sister are completely defenseless against Withers as well. All it would take is a few drops of vert. Fuck it. And the Ministry or the Death Eaters. Remnants could get a good idea how my abilities have grown since the dueling tournament. Harry sighed. I nearly lost my life in the first year because Quirrell knew how I fought. I'd rather keep my cards a little closer to the vest this time. Mm-hmm. Fran looked thoughtful at that. Guess I can see your point there, though I still don't like it. Harry shrugged. I don't like it either, but keeping all of you and me alive is more important to me than any moral hang-ups I have about fucking around with a friend's memories. Holly interjaculated between bits. That's not the only reason you want to mess with their memories. It's got to be you, seeing how afraid of you they all were. The demigod sighed again. Yeah, it's one of those things for my enemies to be afraid of me. But my friends... ... Harry shook his head. I'm not going to try and mess with their emotions, though. I'm just going to pull the... God damn it. Going to pull the dull their memories of my spar with Liz and the... Ain't going to happen. Test into something a little more down to earth. They'll still remember that I'm scarily powerful. No one trying to look through their memories will be able to see my real cock. I refuse to go any farther than that. Harry looked down on top of Lynn's titties, no matter how much it bugs me.
He's saying just the tip.
Crabs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how much it crabs.
I can't even. I've lost the ability.
So tell me about your podcast, guys.
Well, we like to think of ourselves as gay and geeky.
Pretty much.
Although my brother's not quite that gay.
Only slightly.
So are we talking about like on a fractional scale, percentage-wise, Kinsey scale what?
Kinsey scale probably what, Jeff? About 30?
Bitch!
What?
That is underestimating it.
Last time I met you, so.
So how long have you guys been doing Flame On for?
We've been doing the show for almost 4 years, actually. I believe this Gay Days is the fourth year. And we do every other week. So we're bi-monthly, bi-curious. I'm not sure.
Bi-curious monthly?
We review stuff. We talk about things. We do a drag is the new spandex, which is a occasional drag centric. So men dressing up like women being fabulous.
I'm wearing panties right now.
It's hot.
I do.
And yeah, we're just whatever. Really, whatever entertains us. We just did an interview with some LGBT Kickstarters. Before that, we did a Mad Max episode.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
You know, we're going to Heroes Con in a week coming up, and we're going to New York in the fall. So, you know, we're doing all the Comic Cons and
witness us
hanging out, being gay, being
geeky. Witness.
That's awesome, man.
Where are you guys going in New York?
We'll be at the New York Comic Con, and we're actually doing a show at Rock Bar with our brethren in the Comic Book Bears podcast. And we're doing a live versus show there at Rock Bar on Tuesday night of Super Week.
Ooh.
And then we're going to be at the con on at least Thursday. I think Thursday, maybe Friday, and then we got to split because Come Out With Pride, unlike most places in the United States and other countries, is in October here in Orlando where we're based. So we have to come back and be on a parade and do stuff.
It's the week of my birthday.
Ooh.
Oh.
What does that make you? A Virta, the hexagon? What is that? What's the zodiac? I don't know.
It makes me Libra.
Oh.
Don't decade. You're a hypercube. You're a tesseract.
There you go. I like those better.
So when things are going good for my friends, I like to ruin it because I love balance.
You like to ruin?
To ruin TM.
According to Harry Potter, I don't want to ruin it because I might set something on fire.
To Willow.
Oh. But you can find all of us on flameonshow.com or up on The Nerdy Show where we are air with all our other family of shows, which now we have another great set of brothers and sisters here at Fan Fiction Fridays, which I think I can speak for all of us. I had a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
At any time you would like.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
I'll have to practice my voices.
Yeah.
They're not mandatory. They're just funny.
They're absolutely hilarious.
No, but seriously, like, I feel bad because I like played up like, yeah, erotic, terrible fan fiction, and then not a single fucking thing.
They kissed.
You can't jack off to a kiss.
It's like 8 years old saying we had sex, but they just kissed.
Some of us can jack off to just a kiss.
Some of us can jack off to watching fucking assembly line construction of a car.
Yeah, I mean,
that's hot.
That is.
Well, isn't it in the same line as like dragons fucking cars in the tailpipe?
No.
Google it.
Yes, I went back to that.
Oh,
but yes, I will communicate with you guys offline because fucking I want to hear your amazingly also sometimes pretty terrible voices reciting terrible sexual fantasies to me so that I cannot have a normal fetish life.
I'm sorry, Steve-O, you can't. You're married to me.
No! Hi there! Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits. Mucho Gusto Los Medanos by the Towson State University Jazz Ensemble. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.